Teto darpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam sreya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavidu jivanam anandam buddhivardhanam pratipanam bhunam vrittasvadanam sarvadma snapanam param vijayate sri krishna samkirtanam Nam nam akari bahuda nija sarva shaktis tetrarpita nyamita smarane nakala itadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdaiva midrisham mihajani nanuraga trinadapi sunichena tarodiva suhishnuna Amanida manadena kirtaniya sarahari Nadhanam nadjanam nasundarim kavitam vajagadisha kamaye Mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhakti rahai tukitvai Yai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam bambishame bhavambudau Kripaya tava pada pankaja stita duli sadrasham bachintaya Nayanam galada shudharaya varanam gadgada rudaya gira Pulakar nipchitam babukada tava nama grahane bhavishyati Yugayatam nimishena chakshusha pravrishayatam Shunyayatam jagat sarvam govinda vidahename Ashlishya vaparavratam vinashtumam adarshanan marmahatam korotuva Yata yata vavidata tulam pato mat prana natastu se eva na para Now we're going back to page number 25, and we're going to read the translations together. Ready? Glory to the Sri Krishna Samkirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years together, and thus extinguishes the fire of conditioned life, of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large, because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon, is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss and enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. O my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benediction to living beings. And thus you have hundreds of millions of transcendental names, such as Krishna and Govinda, in which you have vested all your transcendental energies. There are no hard and fast rules for chanting these names. O my Lord, out of kindness, you enable us to easily approach you by your holy names, but I am so unfortunate, I have no attraction for them. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw on the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respects to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. I want only your causeless devotional service, birth after birth. O son of Maharaj Nanda Krishna, I am your eternal servitor, yet somehow or other I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. O my Lord, when will my eyes be decorated with tears of love and constantly when I chant your holy name? When will my voice choke up and when will the hairs of my body stand on end at the recitation of your name? O Govinda, feeling your separation, I am considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I am feeling all vacant in the world in your absence. I know no one but Krishna is my Lord, and he shall remain so, even if he handles me roughly by his embrace, or makes me brokenhearted by not being present before me. He is completely free to do anything and everything, for he is always my worshipable Lord, unconditionally. Shri Shikshashtakam ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Gopremanande.